Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right, happy Tuesday on the Brett Mega Show. AB is
Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
What?
Yeah. What?
That threw me off. Welcome to Tuesday on the Brett Mega Show. What day did you think it was?
Wow. I swore up and down it was Wednesday.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man.
Welcome to Tuesday. AB is going to be a little bit late because she had a migraine this morning, but she's like, I'm going to still try to come in. I'm just going to come in a little bit later. I feel like everyone, this is the time of the year where you're just kind of going as hard as you possibly can to finish off the year. Mm-hmm. And then you stack on like all the end of the year projects that you usually have at work, but then also like end of the year parties and holiday stuff mm-hmm. and Christmas festivities, which makes it awesome. And one of the best times of the year, but also one of the busiest times of the year. Like Kevin, you had Christmas concerts during your birthday.
Right.
Like, it's
exactly.
just what we do at the end of the year. Yeah. I almost killed Kevin yesterday, guys.
Man, that is not a hesitation or a joke.
So we're filming a video that's going to come out later this week where it has us doing dangerous stunts. And everyone was a little bit nervous about it, and rightfully so, because probably about 5 seconds into doing this dangerous stunt, I hurt Kevin, and now he's injured. We've injured Kevin. Are you okay?
I am okay. I should have known when we started this, I was a little bit hesitant.
At one point, when we started this dangerous stunt, Kevin said, WTF,
yes,
we're going to die.
Exactly.
And then I tried to kill him.
But, it's a man's got to know his limitations, and I'm not really knowing mine as I've gotten older. I mean, look, I've had injuries over the course of my life, and having a bad back and having terrible balance is probably not the best fit for some of the things we try on the show.
So this is what we're going to do. Later in this week, this video will come out. We decorated a Christmas tree while driving a U-Haul. Basically on a highway.
Yeah.
So great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to say that Kevin has the ultimate dedication to the show, that he was wanting and willing to participate in
especially
this.
Especially after watching Brett do a dry
practice run.
I'm
like, yeah. This is how it's going to go.
Oh my God. I thought we were on the Indy 500 track. He's driving this thing through a parking lot and I'm looking at Alex. I'm looking at and sadly, Hannah and AB are in this truck.
Yeah, they were practicing filming.
Yeah, we were. I guess we were all pretty dedicated to this bit, especially Brett as the driver.
Yes.
If you're not first, you're last, as Ricky Bobby would say.
Right.
And we finished last.
Yes.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
United Airlines is granting people's ultimate Christmas wishes by doing something called Fantasy Flights. It's a program that they just started that spreads holiday cheer to children who are facing hardships, whether it's an illness or an insecurity of some kind. United Airlines picks up families and takes them to the North Pole. The special flights take off from 13 different cities worldwide. They circle the skies and land at Santa's magical workshop with a team of his elves and volunteers and different people. They land in the North Pole. One recent flight from Honolulu offered children who were battling cancer or grieving a loved one's loss by taking them on a fantasy flight.
Wow.
How cool is that? They get off the plane and then they're like literally at the North
Pole.
Yeah. In Santa's workshop.
Right.
And it's one of those things just kind of like make a wish. Like going to the North Pole highlights the magic of Christmas and gives them hope and shows them love. And then it has so many healing powers. Mm-hmm. And so it's an escape for these kids who are going through a terrible time. And what better place to escape than every kid's paradise, the North Pole.
Yes.
Literally. The ultimate Christmas wish is to go to the North Pole, and you get to go with United Airlines.
Such a cool and special story. Bravo, United, for stepping up and doing such an awesome, amazing experience for those kids and those families going through difficult times. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Do you like candy canes?
No.
A poll found candy canes are more likely to be used as decorations than food. 60% of us use them for decorations, like hang them on the Christmas tree.
I actually have been hearing a lot lately an advertisement for Brock's candy canes, and every time I like cringe, I'm like, ugh.
Oh, you
who's
guys.
Who's eating those?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's not about the peppermint ones. It's all
those
about
are weird.
The sweet tart ones or the other different flavors. Like, there are some great, you know, mixed flavors of candy canes. If you
Jolly
get
the Rancher flavor,
right,
and all
exactly.
that kind of good stuff.
Those are awesome. Those are not decorative.
I don't think in the history of my life I've ever finished one of those things. You like open them up, you hold it.
You make a shiv.
Yeah. 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 And then you never finish it. My son, which one, he's 3 years old, he's like 3 and a half, and he calls them candy cane or candy canes. He calls them candy cans,
yeah.
which I think
candy
is
canes.
Candy cans. And they're so funny. And he does like them. But I do think he likes like the flavored ones and things like that when
right.
people are handing them out now. And I always think to myself, like, who eats these things? I've never finished one ever, I think. Ever.
Really?
And do you, which do you go from? The like,
hook.
You yeah. start at the hook? And
I,
start,
I do too. I start at the hook.
See, I was the opposite. I would use the hook as like a, you
a
know,
handle?
A handle. Yeah, and that's how I would eat it.
No.
So that's the other.
I just take the hook and I throw it in the trash.
I feel like we just did two polls at once, but I figured like we can't ask how do you eat the candy canes or candy cans if we don't eat them. And Kevin's the only one who actually agreed to eating them.
Yeah, but it's got to be the different flavors again.
Yeah,
peppermint?
Yeah.
No.
No, nah, peppermint's weird.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Rachel.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Are you ready to play Hannah's Homeschool?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Have you've played before, right?
Yeah.
And you've beaten her before, right?
Yeah, I think our score's pretty even, though.
All right, yeah, yeah. That's someone
Until today.
That is someone who's confident that she's going to win because she is a little bit better than you, Hannah. Hannah, leave the room so we can help Rachel and give her answers. I mean, Rachel could play fairly here. All right, Hannah's left. Rachel, here we go. Sabrina Carpenter did a Christmas special on what streaming service?
Netflix.
Okay. Name one of the teams in the college football playoff that just was announced.
Mizzou?
No.
There was 12 teams, Rachel.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They did get a bowl bid, though. So.
Name a Macaulay Culkin's character in Home Alone.
Oh, Kevin.
Yes!
Yeah, Kevin McAllister.
Judy Garland's iconic slippers recently sold for $32 million. What color are those slippers?
Red.
All right. And then who plays Santa Claus in the movie The Santa Claus?
Tim Allen.
All right, 4 out of 5.
Nice
Let's
job.
See how Hannah does, all right? We're going to bring Hannah back in and see if she can get 4 out of 5, okay?
All right.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. Rachel just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. While Hannah was outside the room, she couldn't hear the answers. Rachel, tell her how many you got right.
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. Rachel doesn't mess around. She's pretty good at this. All right, I'm going to ask Hannah the same questions. Tie does go towards Hannah's record, though. All right. Sabrina Carpenter recently did a Christmas special. What streaming service did she host it on?
Netflix. Nonsense Christmas.
That's correct. I know you're locked in on the college football playoff. They recently announced their 12-team playoff. Just name one of the 12. Wow. Just one of the 12.
Wait, what sport is this?
Football.
College football.
Playoff.
Notre Dame.
Yeah!
That is correct!
That's right!
I'm disappointed that that's the one you went with.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Indiana's in there, too. I can name
they actually
two?
Play
Thanks.
Each other.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. You're welcome, Kevin.
Thank you.
Name of Macaulay Culkin's character in Home Alone.
Kevin!
Do you have his last name?
McAllister?
Wow,
nice
okay.
Job,
I was going to say we
Hannah.
Probably do the last name for
wow.
Kevin, but yeah. Judy Garland's iconic slippers sold for around $32 million. What color are they?
Red.
All right, I'll give everyone red, but I feel like we highlight that they're ruby red.
That's right.
Yeah, I feel like
I could have said that too.
Yeah, and then who plays Santa Claus in the movie The Santa Claus?
Tim Allen,
five for five.
Wow, nice
wow
job,
Rachel,
Hannah.
She was a worthy opponent today. That was tough. Hannah brought her A game. Just one little slip up when you answered Mizzou instead of being locked in on Notre Dame. Rachel, you know what to do.
This is Rachel, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's home school.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we're going to take a look at all the trending stories right now. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline, and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. These are some of the lighthearted stories, because I know one of the biggest trending stories is they actually attained the guy who shot the CEO of United Healthcare. So that's good that they were able to finally get that guy. These are all a little bit more lighthearted thieves, like a thief that stole the replica of the leg lamp from A Christmas Story.
Wait, the replica or the real thing?
Replica.
Oh, I don't care about the replica. Keep it moving.
Okay. They're pretty big. There's a man, speaking of A Christmas Story, that made a 20-foot tall version of the leg lamp.
It's not the real thing. Keep it moving.
Okay. Merriam-Webster's word of the year is?
What is it?
Polarization.
Are you kidding?
Yes. So
I thought it'd be era.
Yeah. So era was one of the ones that were like, Fortnite was actually something they considered. So there's all these different words of the year, but Merriam-Webster, the dictionary, you know, defined polarization as the word of the year, a division in two sharply distinct opposites. They said the state in which our opinions, beliefs, and interests in groups in society are very polarizing.
Yeah.
I would say that's an accurate description of the election year for sure.
Yeah, so it does make sense. Other things they considered as totality because of the solar eclipse, Fortnite because of Taylor Swift, weird, cognitive, democracy. Oh, these are all the other words they consider, but they stuck on polarization.
Riz wasn't one of the choices.
Riz was not one of the choices. But Kevin knows what Riz is.
That's
now.
Right. Charisma.
Look at this guy. A pilot explains the real reason you can't use your phone on a plane.
I would love to know this.
So a Delta pilot's going viral for explaining the real reason you have to go on airplane mode. Because everyone's like, do I really have to do that? What happens? Okay, it's not going to make the plane fall out of the sky, he says, but it does mess with the radio waves. And he says, even like three or four people on the plane that forget to put it on airplane mode will actually mess with it. So the other day, recently, there was like 70, 80 people on a plane, and he was trying to get calls on where to land and things like that. And he knew that people did not put their phone on airplane mode because there was like a buzzing sound in the radio wave.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. There must be like four or five people that didn't put it on airplane
mode. I just don't know how
mode.
That's not figured out yet. Like, there's like self-driving cars. We can't figure out the radio waves in the air.
I mean, Hannah, we're on the radio. Do you think we could figure it out?
All right.
Yeah.
Yes. Our amazing engineers.
Keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
Every single day I give you a question of the day, and you try to guess the answer by texting 314-531-9898. A study shows that compared to their mothers, women today have much bigger what? Compared to their mothers, women today have a much bigger...
I think that they have a much bigger, like, sense of creativity.
Sense of creativity. Like, well, my mom, she wasn't very creative.
I don't know. That's a hard one.
Study shows that compared to their mothers, women today
I'm going to get a nasty text from my mother about that
Do women say they have this or they have this? Is it a physical feature?
I think probably both. I think it's... so obvious that they say they have it, and they do. You think physical features?
Because I was thinking, I mean, I was going to say they have bigger responsibilities.
Bigger job responsibility.
Right.
Bigger responsibility. Again, probably going to get a text from your mother saying, oh, I used to not do nothing, huh? No, it's not that. A study showed that compared to their mothers, women today have much bigger...
That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
And now we got the answer to a very challenging Megamind question of the day. Or is it? Because a study shows that compared to their mothers, women today have much bigger... fill in the blank.
The musician family texted in and said salaries. Nicole says
probably true.
Career ambitions. Teacher Jen says bigger paychecks. Taylor says something pretty similar, a bigger bank account.
A lot of people,
lots of people are saying bigger boobs.
Really? People said bigger boobs. That's funny.
Yeah. Lots of people. Christy says careers. Dr. Krampfert says opportunities. Liz says breast. Nurse Terry says education.
No one got it.
Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete? Credit card debt?
That's probably true. So although I think women salaries have gone up, so has like inflation. So it's not money related. It is engagement rings. Compared to their mothers, the size of the rock on their hand has definitely gotten bigger. And everyone can't argue that. They're like, yeah, man, back in the day, there was this nice little stone. Now guys are like, they're getting some big.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And most guys are just packing up and going home.
Mega Minds.
Such a cool honor for Kevin's daughter, Kennedy. So, Kevin, your daughter is being honored in a really special way.
Yeah, this is really neat. So, several years ago, when my daughter was in eighth grade, she did this picture for her art class. Now, my daughter, Kennedy, is deaf, but here's what the benefits of cochlear implants. And so this assignment was to draw something that you find personal, that you find kind of represents yourself. So what she did was she drew these cochlear implants that make the shape of a heart. And the school that she went to before she went to her school now was Central Institute for the Deaf. And
how long did she go there for?
So my daughter was diagnosed at birth that she was going to have hearing loss. And she started there at the age of 2 and then graduated right before kindergarten.
Okay.
And then from kindergarten all the way through high school, she was in the Jerseyville School District with the aid of cochlear implants, allowing her to hear, just did amazing things. And now she's a freshman taking her finals at SIUE. So it's kind of crazy that you know, for her first semester, that's where she is. But this drawing that she did back in eighth grade got in the hands of a magazine called Hearing Our Way. And Hearing Our Way is a special magazine that kind of represents people with hearing loss, people who have to deal either with deafness or hear with the benefit of hearing aids or cochlear implants. And they published this picture in the magazine several years ago. Well, they are celebrating 10 years of Hearing Our Way magazine, and now they've created a book. And Kennedy's drawing will be featured in that book.
That's crazy.
Wow. It's awesome. And we are so excited. The funniest thing about it, though, is when Kennedy found out, she's like, that's great. And she goes, but they're using the picture from me from eighth grade.
She's a girl. She gets it. Yeah.
So that's so funny. So like the picture that's going to be next to her in the book is going to be her when she's in eighth grade because that's when she drew it. So it's like, oh, this drawing's from this little eighth grader. And she's like, yeah, but not anymore.
Not me.
So it does like kind of look like this little eighth grader just drew it, but it's from a long time ago.
Right, but it's pretty impressive, and it's really, really cool, and we're really, really honored that they are going to have that artwork be, you know, shown in this brand new book called, you know, Hearing Our Way, 10-year anniversary. So we're excited about that. I'm sure you can find it online if you are, you know, inclined to do that.
We also posted a picture of it on our Brett Megas Show Instagram story.
Yeah, go check that out, because you can see the picture that's now published in a book.
Yeah.
And it's such a cool way to honor Kennedy. You know, one of the things that you've talked about on the show is how she's just been an inspiration to others. I love the story that you told the other day at the loading dock, that somebody saw her doing that job, just like a server working with people in the public, and inspired them, like, oh, I might be able to do a job where hearing and my hearing handicap doesn't affect me from doing these types of jobs. And she's been a true inspiration on a one-on-one basis with people and other kids. But to see it on a larger scale, that someone's going to look at this book and be reading this book, or a family could be reading this book together who went through a similar situation that you and your family went through, Kevin, and going, wow, this picture calls to me, it speaks to me, this art speaks to me, and it's the art that she created. It's just like her legacy gets to live on. That's right? So cool.
It is cool. You know, it reminds me when she was little and an American Girl doll had a hearing aid, and it was like, wow, we got to get that, because that's something that, you know, you don't think about that representation when you don't have a hearing loss, or you don't realize how important that is to somebody who's like, I just want to fit in. And this, hopefully, you know, is another picture that shows, you know, the fact that she drew it like a heart.
It's beautiful.
That says that she loves the fact that, you know, she has accepted this nonconformity. I'll borrow from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer there. But she's doing amazing things, and it's really, really cool to see that be published in the Hearing Our Way book.
Super proud. If you want to see that artwork for yourself and just maybe heart it and show some love because it's so inspiring, it's on our Insta story. If you go to our Instagram, The Brett Maga Show on IG. Is there a celebrity that you used to love but you now no longer love them? You actually probably even almost hate them. Like, you just did a complete 180. 314-531-9898. I'm curious of those celebrities that you used to just adore, were obsessed with, and then they did something and now they're dead to you. What made me actually start thinking about this is it's happening more and more, I feel like, whether it's cancel culture or whatever is happening, or maybe just people in general, like, just suck. And what made me think of it is Jay-Z and Beyonce. Like, they're on the verge of it happening to people.
You're right.
I was like, oh my God, like, Jay-Z and Beyonce have been named in this lawsuit and connected to Diddy and his freak off parties. And Diddy's another one. People might have loved his music, been into his stuff. And he was like a rap icon. And then you just like, I'm done with them. Their actions disgust me. Who they are as a person disgusts me. I'm not into it. And people are saying this for Beyonce, that she has a huge year ahead of us. She's supposed to go on tour. There's supposed to be like another music and album. She's supposed to play that Christmas Day game for Houston on Netflix. They're saying that now that she's been named, Jay-Z's been named in the lawsuit, they're curious if people might pull the plug on things like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm just curious out there, if anyone did something that you used to love them, then they did something, titles, headlines came out, stories about them came out, and you're like, I don't like them anymore.
Honestly, Beyonce might be my one. It hurts me to believe that I don't like her, but I've gotten pretty deep on like TikTok and the internet about like reasons why she could have been involved in those things and kind of like a little bit of evidence and a little bit of storylines following it. And I feel like a lot of signs are pointing towards that she was involved in some of these parties and acts. And it makes me feel really scared, and I'm starting to kind of like turn away from her in a sense and like lose a little bit of trust in the person who I kind of grew up like believing was an icon and I really enjoyed. I'm kind of starting to like side eye a little bit. Another person I used to really like, this is more of like a really recent raw person. She's an influencer named Brianna Chicken Fry. I've been talking a lot recently about her breakup with Zach Bryan. And her breakup with Zach Bryan, Zach Bryan seemed to be like really in the fault. He cheated, narcissist, like lots of things wrong.
You were locked in on this story, yeah?
Very, very locked in. But recently, Brianna has now turned on one of her best friends, Grace O'Malley, who she has a podcast with. And this stuff is coming out like hourly. So I still am very new to this, but I was talking to AB yesterday about this, and now we're kind of questioning the character of an influencer who, like, all in 2020, I was like really invested in her TikToks and she would make me laugh. And now she's kind of like, stuff is coming out about like she'll do a product review and like lie about it. And so I feel like I'm like mistrusting her as well.
You took her side in the breakup and you realize, she wasn't very good either.
Right. Like, there's definitely two sides of a story, but I definitely think in the world of influencing, you have to be transparent. And I feel like sometimes, like, you always should share your story, but also on like a separate thing, like, if you're influencing people to buy products and do things, like, you should be doing them as well. A lot of people, like, okay, I just want to take this 10 grand for a brand deal. And I feel like you taking that, you should really stand behind what you say and what you mean with that. And I feel like as an influencer, she's losing my trust a little bit.
You know what was for me is The Rock. Everyone loves The Rock. I don't like him as much. I used to love The Rock. I was into him. And then there's these stories that he's constantly late, which I can't stand when people are late. It's like one of my pet peeves. I hate when people are late and things like that. And there's stories that like he's not very nice on set. And I just like always loved him and Kevin Hart. I thought they were hilarious. But I was kind of like, I don't know if I like him anymore.
Well, see, like for me, it was Bill Cosby. Growing up with his comedy albums, my dad loved Bill Cosby. We used to watch The Cosby Show. As a kid, Bill Cosby was on Captain Kangaroo with Picture Pages and the Cosby, you know, gang with Fat Albert and all that stuff. And all the influence he had growing up and then the terrible things that he did. And you're like, oh my God, how could I, you know, even want to like this guy anymore? And it's been just very, very difficult because when you grow up with somebody as their influence, you're like, no, there's no way he did all that.
Right.
No, I think he did all that.
Disturbing stories.
Yes.
Who is it for you? Celebrity you used to love. You're like, I don't like him anymore. I just can't stand this person. 314-531-9898. Who's a celebrity you used to love, but now you just can't stand them? You hate them. Maybe they did something. Maybe it's just their personality just started to irk you. 314-531-9898. Handy, you said there's some good text messages on there?
Yes. One of them says Leonardo DiCaprio. People might be icked out by him.
You know what? It's interesting because it does get to a certain point where he just kind of keeps rotating through like the Victoria's Secret models that are like all like whatever his cap is, 28 or whatever it is. It gets to be funny. And then you get to a certain age where you're like, that's old. Like you can't just keep doing that.
Yeah.
Like you can't be a playboy when you're like, I don't know, in your 60s, Leo, and us keep forgiving you for that.
Well, another one was kind of funny to me. Someone texted in Chris Evans because he married someone 16 years younger than him. That felt gross. I'm like, that's really? Just Hollywood.
But it does happen. Like, all of a sudden, there's just those little moments. Like, you did something and like, ugh, you gave me the ick. Mm-hmm. These celebrities can give you the ick, too. That's true.
Someone else said Will Smith and Kanye West. I still really like Kanye West's Graduation album, though.
See, like, you used to like Kanye, but freaks out. You know, there's another one, Hannah, that I thought of for you because you still defend this person is Ellen.
I know. That's really hard for me.
Ellen's another one. I used to love Ellen, loved all her comedy.
Same.
I'll tell you why. Because I think that sometimes, like some of the toxic work stuff, they say like she was mean to people, rude, and all this stuff. And I think she hasn't taken accountability. Everything she keeps joking around on her new Netflix special and all this stuff is like, I was the too kind person. If you're going to be kind person, like, no, just admit you were a jerk. Like, I do agree that, like, sometimes if women are mean or aggressive, they're known as a B. If a guy does it, it's a guy.
Right.
And so she was like an entertainer. And I do think that sometimes those entertainers know what they want and they act a certain way. But you didn't. She still has yet to take accountability for
you know,
it.
And,
screw you,
and
Ellen.
That's kind of like Will Smith, you know, apologize. Okay, I know he did, but it was like a year later.
Yes.
You know,
right.
Accountability.
Come out and say, hey, I'm sorry. I lost my head. I lost my cool. This is not the way I normally am.
You know, who's another one for me? Ryan Reynolds.
Really?
No. I love Deadpool.
That's a no.
The Blake Lively story.
Well, lots of people said Blake Lively as well.
Yeah, like he rewrote all the This It Ends With Us stuff. I just felt like Blake and Ryan kind of looked like they were like not very nice to deal with and things like
that. You think
so? And you know what the other story with Blake and Ryan is? Is Hugh Jackman's wife of 30 years blames them. They were all really close friends, and Hugh Jackman left his wife after 30 years and cheated on her. And they say Blake and Ryan knew. And she goes, you guys were supposed to be my friends and you never even told me. So I just feel like Blake and Ryan Reynolds is another one that I feel like I just look at them differently.
Another person just texted in with a personal experience. She said, Madonna, because she took the stage at 10:30 just because the show was scheduled for 7:30.
Damn.
Grown women behind me were crying because we all paid a lot of money for the tickets and Madonna decided to just come out randomly at 10:30.
I can't stand, those celebrities, they just think they're too cool and stuff. Like, our time matters too. Those are some great answers. That's interesting. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Brett, I think you're going to be very pleased with this year's Golden Globe nominations. I'll go through them in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
This year will be the 82nd annual Golden Globes Award show, a.k.a. this is AB's Super Bowl. She loves this stuff. If you don't know what the Golden Globes are, this awards all the best films, so all the best movies and all the best TV shows of the year. Some of the big light bulb nominations that stuck out to me were that Emilia Perez led with nominations for movies with 10 nominations. It's a movie with Selena Gomez that I honestly never really heard of, but it led the way with movie nominations.
A lot of times, any of those Golden Globes or Oscars, it's always movies that no one's ever heard of before.
Correct.
But I did see a headline. What the hell is that? Emily Perez or whatever?
Yeah.
Emilia Perez.
It's like a musical. It's like a Spanish musical.
Yeah.
It's got several other stars in it, too.
Can you believe, though, that Selena Gomez and Ariana Grande are both nominated?
That's what I was going to say.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Wow. Another familiar star, Ariana Grande, received nominations for Best Supporting Actress for her work in Wicked, which is awesome. And Wicked itself is up for two more additional awards for the night, including
including Best Motion Picture and Cinematic and Box Office Achievement. Huge awards, especially for Ariana Grande to be featured in that. I do think that they got gypped on Best Original Song, though. They didn't get nominated for that. I feel like somewhere Wicked should have been nominated in the musical category for sure.
Yeah, I don't know like what it means if they can be, because it was a Broadway show and it's not original to the screenplay.
I feel like they could make something work in there to where Wicked could be nominated for the musical part of the Golden Globes.
You know what stood out to me, though, is I couldn't tell. Like, Selena Gomez and Ariana Grande being nominated means usually what the Golden Globes are is the fun version, and it's the prelims to the Oscars. So that means that we could be talking about Selena Gomez and Ariana Grande for Oscar nominations. Guys, that's crazy to think about that. And I thought to myself, but there's like no Meryl Streep, there's no Emma Stone. Like, is it a lighter year, or are they that good? I don't know. Like, I was just like, this is crazy to me that Selena Gomez, these Disney stars and music artists that we play here on Y98, are now nominated for best actresses.
Yeah,
that's
the
same
true.
Thing on the male side. I was like, this is crazy.
Are they like the big fish in the pond now?
Yeah.
Like,
or is it that good of, or is it just a down year? But I thought that was an interesting observation.
When it comes to TV, Brett, this is where I think you're going to be really happy. One of your favorite shows, The Bear, led the way with probably the most TV nominations, which was shocking because if you know, you know. That damn show, Shogun
does.
Wins everything every year. It's always a wash. Like, it's just, I don't even know why there's other people nominated, because Shogun always wins. But The Bear with Jeremy Allen White is leading the way with the most nominations. The Golden Globes will take place Sunday, January 5th at 8 p.m. and will be hosted by St. Louis's own Nikki Glaser. You will be able to view this on CBS and Paramount Plus. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Buddy of mine wants to just cancel where he's going for Christmas because they have a strict rule at his sister-in-law's house. No TV for Christmas. 314-531-9898. Is this a big deal, or is he being dramatic? So his sister-in-law is hosting Christmas. They're all going to go over there. He's talking to him, and he's like, yeah, they just want to make it very clear that, like, the NFL games that they're going to be on, the football on in the background, NBA usually is a big deal. We're not putting any TV on. There will be no distractions, no TV, and here's the other catch, no phones. That's going to be their rule when they're hosting Christmas, so there's no distractions. They want people to focus on family. No TV, no phones, nothing for Christmas. And he's like, I think this party sucks. So ask your people on your show if it's mean for me, or I'm in the right to go to my wife saying, this party sucks, I don't want to go. 314-531-9898. Thoughts on the no TV, no phones for Christmas? Let's just spend time as a family for one day only.
I don't give a crap about the no TV. I mean, I'm not watching football. I didn't even know NBA was in season.
But you could put a Christmas movie on in the background?
Right.
No, I don't need it.
Okay.
But phones, that's where it would dabble into the things that I would like. I don't love...
Social media.
Yep.
Right. I don't love the idea of like them being so like stark. Really, on this rule, I feel like it feels a little forced. Like, it might be a little more awkward because you know, like, okay, I'm not allowed to even, like, check the time versus if, like, you...
What's the difference with the weddings? I actually told them, I was like, I think you're being a little dramatic, bro. I don't hate it. It's one day. It's just you focus on your family. You soak in the moments. You sing songs together. You catch up. You have a drink. You let
forcefully,
the kids...
against your will.
That's how it is at weddings. People say, hey, no photos. We're getting a photographer. Put your phones away. Focus. This is our wedding. This is our big day. I just don't. I was like, bro, he's like, I'm telling my wife, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you're being so dramatic. I kind of like it.
Do they have enough gifts? And I say, well, this is the thing. I'm like, hey, man, for the time, the Christmas morning, that's brilliant. I love that. You got time to spend. You know, as you open the gifts, you're all together as a family. There's no distraction. But as you move into the afternoon, into the evening,
You need a TV?
Yeah, you do. I mean, we were at my sister-in-law's for Thanksgiving, and for some reason, they don't get local networks. We didn't get to watch football during Thanksgiving.
And it was sucked?
It was just weird. It just felt really different. You have to kind of acclimate yourself to that. It was okay, but it wasn't like it used to be. Not that it's the be-it-all, end-all, but to have the option, you kind of want that TV. I mean, just put on a Christmas special
Sit
or something.
Sit here and have fun.
Yeah.
You think it's forced fun?
Yes. Like,
yeah.
I think sometimes when you force a family
singing songs?
I think sometimes when you force a family to do stuff, at first they meet it with apprehension, and then all of a sudden they're like, this is nice.
No.
We put our phones away. We soaked in the moment. We watched our kids play with their toys. We weren't on our phones and being distracted. We saw the looks on their faces instead of looking through a lens. How do you feel about this idea? No phones, no TV, no distractions, just family on Christmas. 314-531-9898. Hate it? Love it? Think it's rude? Is it their house, their rules, so you got to abide by it? Or is it your phone? Don't tell me what to do with my phone. We'll talk about it after Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. My buddy wants to cancel Christmas. He's like, I'm not going to my sister-in-law's house. This party sucks. I was catching up with one of my friends, and he is like, you could talk about this on the show. Ask your listeners if they would go to this lame-ass party for Christmas. His sister-in-law is hosting Christmas, so he's going to go with his wife. And he's like, this is what the rule is for the house. This is what they're telling everyone. Do you... No phones, no TVs, no distractions, one day only where it's about family, it's about Christmas, it's about the kids and their toys and us catching up together. And he said, this sounds like hell. This is purgatory, guys. 314-531-9898. What do you think you would say to your family member if they had this idea? Would you love it or hate it?
People are pretty split on this. Alexis just texted in. A different person texted in and said, sorry, but the no phone thing is weird. Sounds like a hostage situation. You need to meet me in the middle. It's your house, so we won't turn on your TV. I can respect that, but you cannot take away the phone that I am paying for. If I want to be on it, I'll be on it. Probably not the entire time, but putting restriction on it is just going to make people want to use it even more.
Guys, I don't understand this concept, though. Everyone is so comfortable with the wedding photo thing. Like, oh, you got to put your phones in a bucket. So many. It's like,
okay, that's for, like, part like, of society not now. A long time. A whole holiday?
A whole day?
No, well, there's the same difference. How long are you spending? If you go to your sister-in-law's house, you're spending the same amount of time, most likely, than you would for a wedding. You would do the same thing as a reception or anything like that. It's like two, 3 hours, 4 hours tops. You can't have your phone for 4 hours. That is totally acceptable by society.
Every time I've ever gone to a wedding, I don't take pictures like while they're doing their like thing in the church or whatever. I don't want a picture of the bride walking down the aisle. But like at the reception when I'm eating dinner, it's like willy-nilly.
No, people have that too. Like, they have a photographer.
Well, I wouldn't
there.
Go to that wedding either.
Okay, well, fair. Like, I just want to make sure we're being consistent because everyone's totally acceptable with the no phones at weddings. Totally standard. And the other thing is social media too. We had this conversation. I was upset when people say, you can't tell me what to post on my social media. And everyone said, yes, you can. If they're having a party and they don't want it posted on social, that's a standard. But all of a sudden for Christmas, we want one day for family and everyone's acting like it's the end of the world?
Well, what if the gift is a phone?
That's pretty funny.
You know?
It is a common gift a lot of kids want.
Chrissy texted in and said, spend time with family for one day.
Yeah.
If the TV's on, it'll be some Christmas movie. Phones are not a huge deal either. When I'm at a family holiday, usually I'm not on the phone anyway. So she's saying, like, it doesn't matter, like, about the rule. Like, just spend time with your family.
Yeah, one day only. You don't need to do this. I think the rule's not even a big deal.
Lots of people are saying, like, slow down. Just turn your phone off. It's the holidays. Christmas means a lot more than being on your phone.
Valen, your family actually does this. You have a no-phone policy at your family Christmas?
Yes, I do. It's not just Christmas, it's every holiday.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay, so no one takes out their phone, no use of the phone, and how are your holidays?
Well, they usually don't let us do it for like the first hour and a half the whole family is together. But then after we've, like, all opened presents and eaten, they're like, okay, anyone under the age of 40, y'all can go play on your phones, watch movies.
Yeah. I love it. It's like Adult Swim at the pool.
Yeah. Or, like, you guys can go back to your addiction now. Like, right. You go back to your phone now. That's what everyone's like, oh, my God, I've been fiending. I needed this. Casey, how do you feel about the no TV, no phone rule on my buddy's Christmas at his sister-in-law's? Would you go to something like that?
I said it really depends on what the family members are like, because some people, like, have no personality and they suck to be around, but other people are a riot and they're a lot of fun.
Yeah. You need the entertainment.
That's right.
Like, check out your sister-in-law. Are you cool or not? Like,
you're right.
Are you guys going to be funny? All right, then I'll leave my phone at the table, but, like, if you guys suck, I'm going to go get my phone, okay? Like,
I mean, I think that's pretty fair.
Please entertain me. It's like, literally, are you not entertained? No, I'm not, so go get my phone. Thanks for hanging out with us this past hour while we rolled commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
At 8:35, we're going to go over who we believe will be Time Magazine's 2024 Person of the Year.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
Tomorrow should be a really interesting day because Time Magazine will be releasing their 2024 Person of the Year. And if you don't know what this is, it's a pretty big deal. This has been taking place since 1927.
It's crazy.
And Time Magazine can award a person, a group, or a concept that has had the biggest impact for good or bad for the world over the entire year.
I think that's always key to point out. It's the most influential person or most influenced. So sometimes, like, Hitler was nominated and won it before. Mm-hmm. Like,
right. Ebola won it in 2014. Right. Yes. Like, it's different every time. Last year, Taylor Swift won it for a good reason. Yep. So this year, some of the people that are nominated are Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, which I feel like for such a big election year, both those names really make sense. Elon Musk is also nominated. If I had to pick out of this list, I think I'm going with Elon Musk. Joe Rogan is also nominated, which is crazy.
It's crazy that Joe Rogan as a podcaster was nominated as, like, a disruptor to the medium, because this the medium, which we do for a living. I think the last 2 years, I don't know if you could have had a more runaway winner. I think it was obvious Taylor Swift last year. I think it is obviously Donald Trump this year. There's just zero chance he loses.
Really?
I feel like if they don't choose him, which we've seen them choose controversial people in the past, they just don't want the smoke. We've never had a president get reelected, a separation of a year from each other, who was also 34 accounts of fraud. So, like, this is the first person or a federal offenses and stuff like that. So, like, and then run away with the election. He was the talk of 2024. I just think he's the runaway winner.
You know, and I'm surprised, like, ChatGPT is not on that list. Like,
that's a great point.
Like, AI just in general. Yes. AI in general could have been. I feel like Elon represents that and what artificial, because I feel like Elon leads the charge and what artificial intelligence can do. So I do think Elon would probably be the second person as how heavily involved. But I just feel like,
I feel like Elon, like, represents social media too.
And I guess. I mean, I just feel like what they were able to do with the rocket ship catching stuff and, you know, what Tesla's able to do, that's good, but it's not.
It's
what
not Trump, the year Trump had.
Trump had. I mean, we've never seen. He was the talk of the entire year. Yeah. And then to win the election and then become president. Now, he won it, like, before in the past. So he won it in 2016. So then he'd be winner again.
Kind of like his
Barack
presidency.
Barack Obama won twice as well. So it's possible to win twice.
And also, by the way, Elon Musk, he's already won in 2021, too, as well. So he would be a repeat winner as well. So I do think we're going to get a repeat winner. I think it's going to be Trump. But I do think Hannah's right that the second runner-up might be Elon Musk. That would be the twice thing, too.
I wish it was Sabrina Carpenter. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. See if you can get this one. We just had a birthday celebration for Kev the other day. Did you celebrate it? Because this is the average age people stop having their annual birthday party.
I'm going to say young. I'm going to say 25.
25.
Ooh.
Post 25, no longer have a big birthday party, no longer get together with friends.
Once you get a quarter life, people don't care anymore.
All right, Kevin?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit older than that, 30. I think once you hit 30, that's it.
All right.
That's your big milestone.
314-531-9898. This is the year you stop having your annual birthday party, getting together with friends, blowing out the candles. What year do you think it stops? 848, I'll reveal the answer.
Mega Minds.
All right, answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. The average age that people stop having an annual birthday party is what?
Dave texted in and said 40, and Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete, you know, we love them. They said 30.
31 is the average age.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I feel like you have that 30, maybe, I don't know if it counts 31, like you still have one more, or a 30 and it's over, like 31, you don't even celebrate it, but 31, then it's over. So, Kevin, you got a few more, and then you can, before you hang
yeah,
up the birthday parties.
I understand.
Hang in there.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's play a Christmas switch. For some reason, whenever we watch those Hallmark movies, there's always some kind of weird Christmas switch. I think there's even a movie called The Christmas Switch. But I'm going to switch the titles around. So instead of giving you the title, I will give you the complete opposite of the title. So like for an example, It's a Terrible Death.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay. Hannah versus Kevin, showdown. I'll give you five rounds, best of five. Okay, whoever has more points at the end of five rounds, all right?
Okay.
Ring in with your name to answer. So Hannah, say Hannah. Kevin, say sexy.
All right.
All right. Giant.
Hannah. Little.
No, that is not the name of the Christmas movie.
Sexy. Elf.
Yeah!
I'm stupid.
Yep. I thought you were going to get that one for sure because that was the easy start. So, all right. This Christmas movie, Christmas Switch, this opposite title. Hate, hypothetically.
Kevin, Love Actually.
Love Actually. Kevin, up 2-0. Hannah, you need this to stay alive.
I know.
Here, step it up. Controversial Christmas movie. Live Soft.
Hannah. Kevin.
Hannah got it just barely.
Thank Die you. Hard.
Yes. 2-1. She's back in the game. All right. The Heat Woman.
Kevin, The Snowman.
The Snowman is correct. 3-1. All right, Kevin gets the win. The other one I had for you guys was Black Midsummer.
Hannah Black? White Christmas?
Yeah. 3-2.
Man.
Not bad,
it
Hannah.
It shouldn't be this hard.
It is really hard.
I kept thinking, what's going to be Polar Express? What's going to be
right,
Home Alone?
Yeah.
I kept like making them up in my head.
The Warm Slow. Polar Express.
Polar Express. Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn.
That was fun to play along. It was hard, though. Yeah, it's not easy.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.